for me personally, I felt that if our elders, that is the brothers of Josiah Duruga, and Joshua and his sisters as well, were not advised about the event and were not really aware of it except for hearing about it in the press, then for me, I thought it was not really a family gathering. If you leave out your elders, then you cannot go ahead and commemorate their brother without them being present. Then it's not about family. So I was not comfortable in going.
Were there any reasons given for not involving the other brothers and relatives?
No, I never really asked as to why they were not consulted. Because I asked the brothers, my uncles and my aunts, whether they were invited, and they were not even aware of the function, but what was taking place besides what they were hearing about in the press.
Who was leading today's commemoration?
Nyaradzo Zonguka was the organizer of the commemoration. I'm not sure who she was organizing it with.
We understand that last month there was another commemoration that was set for Gama Primary School in Shurugwe, but it was later called off. Were you aware of this?
Yes, I was aware that there was something that was happening, but I wasn't so sure exactly as to the details. But I know that Joshua did consult with his other siblings about the issue.
How do you feel as a family member?
Well, I think maybe it's really for the Tongokas to sit down and maybe talk about it, but it's just not proper to have a function that we say we are commemorating Tungokara and you don't invite direct siblings. In our culture, it's not proper. So if you don't include his siblings, then I don't know what statement is trying to be made.